One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com. Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Josh, my friend. Now, I hear that Activision are being Activision again.
Little bit, yeah. You remember last year when, you know, one of the best games of the year came out, and it was called Crash 4 About Time, and everyone was just, you know, over the moon that Crash Bandicoot was back and back in a big way. Well, Activision was quite pleased with that, but it looked at Crash 4 and said, what if you were Call of Duty instead? And sadly, the developers... What if you just didn't exist? What if we didn't have to deal with you and we just got more money from COD? Sadly, the Toys for Bob team, who, you know, made Crash 4, made the Spyro Reignited trilogy, worked on Skylanders and made Skylanders before that, and they have now been drafted in to work on Call of Duty Warzone Season 3 alongside Raven Software, and are essentially the next Activision studio to become a support studio for the monolith that is Call of Duty. Now, I say this is a bad thing because coinciding with this, it seems like a bunch of the staff have also been laid off and the team has been downsized. This comes from a tweet from Nicholas Cole, who was an artist for Toys for Bob, has since left the company. And they were responding to, you know, some questions on Twitter about what's happening with the company, you know, what's going on with them, some of the people who worked there. And they said, quote, although everyone I interfaced with and worked along was let go, I'm very glad it's not a total shuttering. So essentially, you know, a bunch of people have left, a bunch of people being let go, and the remaining team has been put on Call of Duty, which is a cycle that we've seen over and over again with the likes of High Moon Studios, with the likes of Raven Software, with the likes of Beenox. It just, it felt inevitable, but I think it particularly sucks, and I think you'll agree with me, that it came after such a great title that was loved last year.
Well, they did. This is the second time they've done it. I'm trying to not freak out too much, mainly because my throat won't let me. But also, they just did this with Tony Hawk's. Like, the Tony Hawk's Pro Skater remakes were absolutely brilliant. And then the next piece of news for that, rather than, hey, by the way, we're going to be, you know, also remaking 3 and 4, was that Activision had made that studio, Vicarious Visions, work on Blizzard stuff instead, that they'd completely changed what their future plans were going to be. Yeah. And maybe we will still get some Tony Hawk stuff, but it was just a bad look to sort of take that developer that was suddenly being talked about in such a positive light. And then just shut them onto something else. And same with this. Crash 4 is every second of playing that game, I couldn't believe we got it. Same with Tony Hawk's, really. I couldn't believe that Activision greenlit this stuff. I was still waiting for something to step in and ruin it. And you can kind of argue that they did that a little bit with Crash Team Racing, with the microtransaction stuff that they hid during the review period and put it out later. That was a whole talking point. And that was when I was like, oh, Activision, you've got it. You've got to get in there somewhere. Like, it can't be too positive. But Crash 4 is immaculate, like, it's stupidly good. Like, the amount of heart, passion, creativity, everything that's in that game, I loved it. And playing through it, I couldn't believe we got it. And I was just, the whole time, I was like, this is too good to be true. Turns out it was, because now, like you said, they've taken that team and you know, got rid of some staff, or maybe some staff left voluntarily, depending on what they knew was going to be coming up or whatever. And it's just all back into the Call of Duty mines. Just, you can play in the garden for a bit, but you've got to go back in the mines because, you know, you got to get that Call of Duty. That's all we do. That's all we need to make. So I just... I'm disheartened. It reminds me when you did your video on, you and Jules did the video on what's the history, why Activision don't make games anymore. And that was focused on Call of Duty, and I think Destiny was the other half of that. But it's just that whole thing around, once they have a winning formula, everything gets funneled into that. And it's just business 101, there's zero creativity, and it's everything I hate about the games industry.
Totally. I mean, you know, you look at how many studios Activision have right now, you look at how many they've had in the past, and they work on a handful of titles. They have even fewer titles than they did when we did that video like 3 years ago, you know what I mean? It's now more or less just Call of Duty on the Activision side of things. Obviously, Blizzard have their own stuff. But, you know, you look at the studios they have. They have Infinity Ward, Treyarch, Sledgehammer Games, Raven Software, High Moon Studios, Beenox, Activision Shanghai, Demonware. You know, there's all of these other studios are also working on Call of Duty, and it sucks because we have these awesome games that come out. And, you know, when Crash 4 came out last year, like you said, you know, everyone kind of like embraced it. And when everyone was talking about, I wonder what Crash 5 is going to be, in my head, I was just like, there's not going to be a Crash 5. There's no way Activision makes a Crash 5, especially when the numbers came out. And Crash 4 sold well, but it didn't sell as well as the Insane Trilogy, and it certainly didn't sell as well as Warzone. And Activision is just in the business of, you know, printing as much money as possible, and it seems like they've thrown all hands on deck when it comes to Warzone now, which is, like I said at the start, you know, Raven Software is the primary developer of that. But over the past few months, as someone who plays a lot of Warzone, it's been clear that they need some kind of help. It's not that they're not doing a good job, it just, when it comes to the content updates, there's been a lot of anger in the community that Warzone isn't as good as it should be. It's not getting updates as frequently as it should be. The content itself isn't good. So I wonder whether this is perhaps a response to that in Activision, or even Raven have gone like, look, we need some help, we need more resources. And Toys for Bob has been the answer to that. They've been brought in to help with content on at least Season 3. They tweeted out that from the official Twitter for them, they said, quote, Toys for Bob is proud to support development for Season 3 of Call of Duty Warzone and look forward to more to come. Hashtag let's go dev squads, hashtag Verdansk AE4. Yeah.
When it was Raven who responded just saying, hey, glad to have you guys on board, like fist bump. And I'm just like fist bumps in the dark, fist bumps in the mines, just sort of like everybody sticking together. I miss games like Singularity. I miss games that took advantage of how much creativity was in those individual studios. And I know that you know that too, but it's just annoying. How much Call of Duty do you need? Like, you don't need the annual releases. You could relax more stuff. There could be a higher bar of quality that makes more use of those individual teams rather than just the whole corporate 101 thing of just throw bodies at a problem until there's enough money comes out the other end. It's just annoying. And little Crash is back on the pyre because of this now as
He's gone. He's gone again after he just had the glorious return. We had a few good years of Crash, and now he's back in his hole. And you know what's like the worst thing about this, perhaps, is that, you know, we've also done a video on Call of Duty in general today and about the state of the upcoming 2021 game. And you look at the amount of studios that are on Call of Duty and how much of a disaster the development of the recent games has been. And that just, like, that can't be sustainable.
You have like eight.
No, the model clearly doesn't work. You have, obviously, it makes money, but you have 8+ teams working on all of these games. If you boot up a modern Call of Duty game, the amount of developer logos that you see before you actually get into the content is ridiculous. Like, I don't see how that is sustainable in the long run, how all of these teams can work together in a collaborative means as well, especially, you know, now when a bunch of them are working from home. Like, you know, what happens if the bubble bursts? What happens to, like, these other studios, you know, when they've only been working on this one thing? And will they ever get a chance to make an original game again? You know, we have been in this position before where, you know, support teams have kind of come and gone. They've eventually got their chance to, you know, in 9 times out of 10 cases, remade someone else's work. But at least they've had a chance to work on something by themselves and not just be support. So it's not saying that Toys for Bob are always going to be in this position. But at the same time, it just makes it clear again that for Activision, it's Call of Duty that's always going to take precedence. And even if they have something that's beloved and does make money, it's ultimately going to get thrown out the window as soon as Call of Duty needs help. As soon as Call of Duty is in trouble, or it seems like, you know, they need to get more money out of that side of the thing, that's always going to be the priority for them.
Yeah, and just like, plus the amount of money that they're making, like the statistics keep coming out about Bobby Kotick's take, like that he's taking millions and millions and millions of dollars for his wage. It's not like all that money is being put back into Activision. Like you could have 20 Call of Duties if you actually reinvested in new ideas and new IPs and new franchises, and all these things could tick alongside each other, as opposed to just, like I said, the most basic boring corporate thinking, which is just, well, this was a success, copy and paste. And it's a whole thing. And I think I'm doubly annoyed because Crash 4 was so immaculate in the first place.
That's a piss take as well. That's an actual piss take when the you know, Activision as a company keeps recording, you know, record years every single year. Like, the amount of money it makes in microtransactions, in in-game purchases, mm-hmm. just increases and increases every single year. And yet that's always complemented with stories about layoffs, whether it's Blizzard, you know, losing hundreds of members, whether it's now Toys for Bob, you know, people leaving voluntarily, but also people being let go and the team being downsized and stuff. You know, it mm-hmm. feels, it must suck. You know, I don't want to speak for any of the developers because I obviously don't know any of them personally, but I imagine mm-hmm. it must suck to put your all into a studio, put your all into a game like Crash. Even when you're developing Call of Duty as a support studio, you still need passion to be in that job. You're still putting a lot into it. It's not minimizing mm-hmm. what the developers contribute to the project, but when you're rewarded with that, when you're rewarded with it, so you can only play, you can only make more Call of Duty, or your team gets downsized, or you're watching other people get laid off, or you're worrying for your job. It's like, mm-hmm. that can't be sustainable. That can't be sustainable when you're making money and you're making great games.
Like you said, though, on the creativity side as well, like Crash 4, they got in touch with old Naughty Dog members. They made sure the heart of Crash 4 was a natural continuation of where 3 left off. I just love that game so much. And like you said, the sales weren't above Insane Trilogy, but it's still such a worthwhile title. Like, maybe if there's a big enough conversation around this, Activision are obviously trending again on Twitter because of all this stuff. Maybe if there's enough surge in sales around Crash 4, around the brand, then maybe some things will change going forward. But obviously, Activision being Activision, they're just going to keep reinvesting everything into Call of Duty because to them, that makes the most sense. Which is also the most annoying thing about it. But let us know what you think down in the comments below of Activision in general, Call of Duty in general, Crash Bandicoot in general, and we'll see where we go from here. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.